And Rebecca come and got me and wanted me to go with her up there. And you know so many folks have stolen tombstones to make this taffy candy.
They've taken the stones to make taffy candy out?
That's right.
Out of that cemetery?
Yeah, out of that cemetery.
Who? You know who any of them are?
No, Lord, I don't. Nobody else. They slip in there at night. That when me and Rebecca went,
I'd go
our great-great-granddaddy's tombstone was there, and our great-great-grandmother, and a little boy. And the last time I there was Ed Johnson. There wasn't nobody there but that little kid stone. There's some menaces buried there. And
that's who's going to... Some people are going to clean it up. They're going to take as a memorial. There's and it's somebody related to the menaces. Mrs. Lashley. I think that's her name. Somebody up at Hillsboro... There's a country club up there, the Onanichi Country Club or something. They own that. And I'm going to call her because it's she and somebody in her family. They got some money. They've got somebody to come in there and clean out the heavy stuff. And then I'm going to help them make a record of the stones and plot the cemetery. We're going to clean it up.
Well, it's a big rock wall around it. And Grandpa Walker kept that wall built up. And he kept it cleaned up. That was on his land then. And you see, his Kitty's husband inherited that land. It was given to him from his granddaddy Walker. That's how he got it.
Walker Bradshaw?
Mm-hmm. George Walker. June's mother was a Walker. And she married Rob Bradshaw. And they had one child, June.
Yep. Okay, now I see. I didn't know. I thought it was up through the Bradshaw. I knew that they June owned it now.
Yeah, well, that's how he got it, through his mother.
Mm. His grandfather was
George Walker. And his grandmother was Alice Lashley before she married.
Now, see, that's
an old log house down there where she was raised in, where Falmouth used to live.
The log house?
Yeah, right down across the road from Kitty and them.
Oh, okay. Each time I go, I put more of the puzzle together, you know, and fit it in there. I'd like to do, not for a class project or something, I'd like to keep talking to people and start setting up some files and working with maybe Rebecca and Ed Johnson. He's got a lot of photographs.
Yeah, I went with Ed up there a time or two, Rebecca.
And we'll plot the cemeteries, and I'd like to do a really good...
When we go down there, we'll go by that cemetery down to my place, and I'll go with you out there, and I'll tell you what I know for Grandpa Walker. I walked out there with him a many Sunday evening over that cemetery.
Okay.
They menaces, and them other people, I forgot their names. I can't think of it now.
Okay. We'll do it either... we'll pick a nice day, either maybe week before Christmas.
Okay.
You don't get real busy, do you?
Not too bad. I got a bunch of Christmas mess to wrap up. Won't take me off.
we could put it off until the week after Christmas.
No, let's do it before Christmas. Something might happen.
Okay.
The first pretty day that comes, let's say.
Okay.
2 weeks before Christmas, or a week or whatever.
Okay.
Because this change in weather, you can't predict what tomorrow be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said be the fair tomorrow, and I went outdoors. And it began to get cloudy this evening. And when I was out there to get that stick of wood, it was smooth cloudy. They can put a cloud. It is. Them fronts can fork so fast at this time of the year.
Yeah,
they can't.
I know. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And if it looks good at night, we'll watch the weather report. And if it looks like I'm going to have the day off, I'll give you a call.
At night?
Yeah. And we'll kind of compare notes on the weather, and if we can both do it. If you're busy or something, we'll just keep doing it.
Well, I'm planning on being busy unless something comes up that I can help somebody to do something from. And when I make a promise, I'm going to stick to it unless sickness or death.
That's what I say. If I promise somebody something and I don't show up, I tell them to send the flowers.
I'll tell you, I was raised. You can't help being poor, but boy, that lying business, folk want to pay. When you lose your name, you lost it all.
Yep. Almost impossible to get it back if you mess that up.
And I'm telling you the truth. Now, you may not agree with me, but it ain't no more like it used to be than nothing in the world. Folks will make you a promise to be at your house a certain time in the morning. They are there. This day and time, the promise ain't worth the breath it was spoke with. And learn a liar and a thief.
Things are...
If I tell you I'll be at your house in the morning to help you cut wood or whatever you want to, I'll be there at 8 o'clock if there's a time set. Unless I'm sick, and if I can't get to the phone, I get somebody, my folks, to call and let you know.
Yep. Hard to find people like that anymore. There's some around.
There's a few, but they're scarce as hen teeth.
Yep. Now I got something here was wrote down, and I want to ask you, I'll tell you, I was saying, I asked you a question. I said, what was your mama like? And you said, she worked in the fields, too, when she was able. Women worked back then.
Yeah, they all worked back then. They'd get up and cook their breakfast when they hooked up to them in the summertime. They hook up to them horses, them women, and grab their hoe and follow money in the row of corn or the back of the other. All of them worked then.
You don't think women, too many of them work today?
Shoot first. There wasn't the last two women that went to the field and worked in Orange County around down there was my mother and my grandmother and Lolly Crawford, Joel and Rebecca Crawford's mother. And then when they wasn't in the field, there was a canning or a drying. Apples, peaches.
Well,
folks had to raise what to eat back then. They wouldn't run to the store to buy it. They raised, and what they had to buy was a little sugar and coffee, and they took the eggs and butter and bought it with that. And they raised the corn crop, cotton crop. It didn't cost everything to live in. You raised your own stuff, sell your tobacco, folks raised tobacco, cotton, sell their cotton and tobacco, pay their taxes and buy their clothes and the children's school clothes. But God knows there wasn't no these here, the old kerosene lamp, and wasn't no $40, $50, and $60 electric bill a month.
That's why most women today got to work out at another job and come home and do laundry and try to do everything, running up and down the road now all the time, trying to be
and
work.
And too many of them run up down the road and ain't got nowhere to go.
Well,
and men, too.
Well, maybe we do just do too much running up and down the road. I felt that way today. I was coming out here and see you earlier in the afternoon. Day kept going. I got up early this morning.
Well, the days ain't long as your finger.
Oh, I got up early this morning. I thought I had it beat. I went to work because I had to be to work at the library, and I got there at 8:30. They didn't open any earlier, and I worked there, and I got my stuff done. I went over. I had to run some stuff off on the computer so I could bring that copy out to you because I wanted you to have an extra copy. And I got over there, and I got doing some stuff, and I remembered something else I had to do. And then I interviewed Ed Johnson, and I wanted to type up his interview so I could give it to him. I never got
well,
to
that. Well, ain't Ed an interesting person?
Yep. And he got his hand in a few pies, too. He's doing things all the time. He's a hard man to catch.
Yeah. Well, I always send that Christmas card. He come to see me here. Oh, it's been about a year ago, but Ed's so busy, he don't
yep,
have...
He'll be out. I got on him, and we talked about it, and he said he'll come out, especially some... He says you can expect him someday probably when it's raining or something, because he's got a lot of work to do.
Well, this between me, I don't mean no harm. Did him and his wife ever go back together?
I don't think so.
Well, that hurt me. I thought the world of both of them. The next thing I heard, that just tore me up. She was so friendly, and he was. I just thought they were. Ain't it awful? Folks can't get along.
Oh, that's part of the times we're in, too, I guess, and I don't know how. Of course, I can't. I don't know their circumstances.
I don't either.
Can't criticize something, you know.
Well, there's two sides to everything, the right side and the wrong side. But I tell you, I don't know. I believe if I had a bunch of children the way they're doing now and grandchildren, I'd done been in Buckner. For the way I was raised and the way they're going this day and time.
That's true. I don't want any either. I couldn't handle it.
I couldn't. Now, you'd be surprised. The difference the way folks is raised when I come on and the way it is now. Used to, the children mind their parents, but this day and time, the parents mind their children.
You picking those up with your bare hand?
Sure.
Don't you get burned?
No. Don't know how to handle it.
You sure do make a nice fire.
You know what? Ain't nothing I love no better than a good young'un. And ain't nothing I despise no more than a sassy young'un stand up and sass his mom and dad, and they sit back and laugh at him. I had four bosses. They didn't tell me but one time what to do. Why didn't I know if it, I don't know what was coming.
Learned early, didn't you? That
yeah, was... shoot for my dad never whooped me but twice in my life.
Remember what for?
Yes, I do. Me and my sister, who lived up at Mount Air, wallowing in the bed. We go get in the middle of the bed, Mama make it up. And one day, we had a wallowing on the bed. Mama said, you go in there and get that milk over there. He was sitting out there. We had an orchard back of the house. Laid on long peach tree spout come up one of them trees, and Daddy cut it off, and the window was up. He reached in there and tapped me and Virgil out. Boy, we come off of that bed, and the last time you whooped me, me and my sister was a-fussing, and you whooped me with a broom.
You were fighting?
Yeah. You never fought none, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't no younger than where they said, well, I didn't.
I got licked for it, too, a lot of times. I got mine all the time. I was that kind of kid, though. I had to be whipped. I just...
You had to stand your ground.
Oh, I just kept right on going after it. You know, my sister, you could say things to her, and my mother would reprimand her just talking to her, you know, and it'd mean something to her. I don't know whether she was afraid of her or what. But she'd tell me, if I wanted to do it, I'd do it anyway, and I'd know I had to come home and get a licking for it, you know. But if I wanted to bad enough, I'd think.
Well, you were cast fair and square with anybody, but you wasn't going to let them run over you.
No, I got a streak in me, but it worked
out.
How
many brothers and sisters you have?
Well, I got two brothers.
Two brothers.
One sister. They're all younger than me.
All, you're the oldest.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest. There ain't but three of us.
Yep.
I'll be 72 on the 16th of January. My sister was 67, the 26th of March, and Ray was 54, the 8th of last May. I was born in Wilkes County, Virgin Surrey County, and Ray in Orange County.
Oh, all the way around.
Yeah, and all our names rhyme. Cora Gray, Virgin May, and Harlow Ray. And my great-grandmother helped name every one of them. Mama named it Cora, and Grandma put Gray to it. And Mama named Virgin May, and Grandma put May to it, and Daddy named Harley, and Grandma put Ray to it.
Harley, that is his first name? Harley?
Harley Ray.
Harley Ray. So it's, your middle name's Gray. Like
yeah,
your
my mother, she like, was a Gray.
Coy Gray, Virgin May, and Harley Ray, and they call him that. Oh, see, we didn't know that. I meant to ask you whether or not you had a middle name. That's right, interesting. Thank you.
But yeah. You know what? One thing, the way people have changed and the way things are now, you know I'm glad most of my days behind me. I wouldn't want to live them over the way people are now.
Well, I think once around in this world's enough for most everybody.
I think so, yeah.
We talked about your teachers, and you talked about Lily Montgomery. I see when I was looking at the old maps, there was a Montgomery family lived over on the other side over there by...
They live on the Caterpillar Creek.
Caterpillar Creek?
Yeah, it runs into Cane Creek down there below Bill Stanford. I walked by there many times going to church to Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. The old Montgomery place.
And then there was somebody named Jeanette.
Jeanette Stanford?
Yeah. She the one that married somebody named
Wynn? She married Enos Blair. She just died here a while back.
I missed more people lately. Blair, B-L-A-I-R?
Yeah. She was the last one of the Stanford family of that older set.
Oh, I see. Was she Charlie Stanford's sister?
That's right.
Old Charlie? Yeah,
old man Charlie. Now, Charlie's got a son named Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He married?
The oldest one ain't.
And then there
Charlie,
was...
Charlie ain't. Well, did you ever know Eddie Mann and...
I do my banking down there with at the savings bank.
Well, now, his wife is... she was a Stanford. She's Charlie Quick and Bill and them's sister.
Yeah, I heard.
They were twins.
Oh, that the other one married somebody named Whit? The other sister?
There was the sister was twins. She lived in Charlotte. I forgot. I know they told me who, and I've seen her at town meeting, but I can't remember who she married.
Were they involved? They went to, were they in the meetings at the Cane Creek
Association? Yeah, Eddie and Gene fought that thing.
Yeah. Well, there's so many of them, they didn't know what they were going to do with the farm, I guess. There was how to divide it up when they got all done.
I don't know whether to have you or not. Mm-hmm. I tell you right now, it pays to get business in line for it after you, some of your folks die. Because it's going to cause somebody some trouble.
I know.
Some folks get to tell you to do it. Why I had to wind up my daddy and mama's business in 2 years. They told me if I could get it done in a year, it'd be better. And Tom Keir, Evelyn's husband, uncle, lives there on that there on the corner of that road over there where the Blacktop Road comes from 54 Highway and hits Keir Road. Tom lives there, as good a friend as I ever had. And I'll tell you, Tom would say, what on earth is this younger generation going to do when the old ones are all gone? Now, there, down there, there wasn't but two young boys that I know that know how to plant a garden. It all depended on Mom and Daddy. Mom said, Cole, what are they going to do when Mom and Daddy's gone? I said, they ain't going to work. I said, they'll steal if they can get their hand on it. They ain't going to work.
Were there any Stanford children? It was Don and Bill that had the farm. The Stanfords, they run the Stanford farm for a while.
Yeah. Bill run the farm.
And then did any of their children want the farm or want to be farmers? Or did they have any children?
Donald's boys.
One's a lawyer.
Yeah, and the other, I don't know what, they all went to town. And Bill had three girls. Well, they had, so there wasn't nobody to...
I wondered if...
You know, Bill just got out of the hospital here a while back.
And I heard he was sick. How about the tears? The children, this time, is Mike Tom's brother or son?
Mike is Evan and Thomas's son. Uh-huh. Thomas was named after his uncle Tom here, the one I've been telling you lived in the house there.
Right, that came down to help you move the grain
Yeah, yes, sir.
And who was Gaston Tier?
His brother. the oldest brother.
He lived up there too?
He's in Hawaii in the cemetery.
In the war?
No, he had cancer. And you remember, did you ever hear him talk about the snipers?
Yeah, we've talked to, somebody interviewed him. I don't know, you know, one of the people in my class talked to
him. Well, James and Charles Snipes' mother and Gaston Keir were twins.
Oh, that's how they got married. Oh, okay, that ties those families in.
Okay. They were the two oldest children. And Gaston was red-headed as a red-headed peck of wood, and Miss Carrie was hair as black as ace of spades.
That was his wife, Carrie?
His sister.
Oh, his sister was Carrie. And she married a Snipe.
She married Jim Snipe. And that's Charles and James today.
How many other tiers were there? Was Gaston? Who was young?
They was Gaston and Carrie and Walter and Tom and Ruth and Margaret and Seymour.
Then the Thomas Tier that's here now was the
and son. Thomas and Charlie. I left Charlie out. Charlie and Thomas is dead.
Oh, Charlie.
Now I'll start again. I named the boy Gaston and Walter and Tom and Charlie and Seymour and Carrie and Ruth and Margaret. There's eight of them.
Carrie spelled her name C-A-R-R-I-E or C-A-R-Y?
She spelled it C-A-R-R-Y, I think it was. I believe that's on them Christmas cards you always sent me.
Okay. I was hoping, Evelyn was real busy today, but I'll go, maybe when things quiet down a little bit, I'll go up and talk to her, because I'd like to hear her talk about the tears.
Well, I'm going to tell you ask you one question. You swear you'll never tell it.
No, sir. You want me to
bet you they ain't none of them young'uns can tell you very much about their ancestors.
Okay, we'll find out.
I want you to watch.
Okay, I'll check.
I've asked several of them about it, and they come to me, ask me who was Ma Mary's brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. Jean here. That was their grandfather. That was Thomas and them's grand. All these children I named, Mr. Jean here was their father, and Mary was their mother, and she was a Stanford. Mm-hmm. Old man Charles Stanford, and Miss Mary. Not just Charlie. We're talking about the three Charles Stanfords. The first. Second and third, the first one and Miss Mary were brothers and sisters. She was a Stanford before she married Jean Tier.
I see. And then, was it the first one or the second Charlie Stanford that married
McKeever? The second married Mary McKeever.
Okay, so that Charlie Stanford was a nephew to Mary and Jean Tier.
That's right. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. I try to keep them all straight here. Okay.
But now don't you never breathe a thing that I said. I just want to know, because they had come to me, and I'd say, young'un, didn't you folks ever tell you nothing? I said, all I know is what they told me.
Well, you were paying attention. They probably told them, too, but they weren't paying attention.
I was interested in things like that. But I want you to, don't you never give me away. Don't you say nothing that I said.
I wouldn't do that to you. I never would. Let's see. There were a couple of things here I wanted to be sure and ask you. I should have wrote them down on little cards. Where'd you keep your chickens when you had them?
No, I had two chicken houses. Down there, the chicken house fell down now.
Is that down behind the house?
Yeah, I built a house. The bright ink run, and I had a spring right at the corner of one of the chicken houses, and the mountain spring branch running right between the two chicken houses.
Oh, okay. I saw a little piece of something down in that field. I walked out in the field in the back.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Okay.
And the other one's down on the brain.
Did you, who'd you sell your eggs to, a co-op, or did you take them into one of the stores?
I had regular customers that come there from Durham and Burlington to get eggs, and I'd carry anywhere from 10 to 15 crates to the Farmers Exchange at Durham.
See,
in Chapel Hill, I'd sell about 200 dozen eggs a week there, Chapel Hill. And I had, besides selling, I had a great bunch of customers that I delivered every Wednesday morning after I'd go to the exchange and 15 crates. Now, President, Mr. Moore, president of Armand Company, you got that thing plugged in?
Yeah. And I'll take it all. I'll give you a transcript, or I'll erase it, because you're talking faster than I can write. That way I can keep track of these names, because I got to go back to that library and look up, you know, and match up these things and find
them. Well, if I, don't you tell nobody who give you this
information. No, when you say that, you didn't hear me a minute ago. I asked you if you wanted me to turn it off. I was just going to put my foot on it and turn it off, but I won't.
And I didn't hear you.
I can take them right off there. I can erase it and just push it over there. I would, and they're not going to be anywhere. If any, now the first tapes, you know those first two tapes? That's why I want you to read that book that I gave you. Because if there's everything's in there, it's okay. My professor would like for you to sign a paper saying we can put those two tapes and that thing in the library over there, because we have there's a whole thing called the Cane Creek Project. And all these other people we've talked to, they've signed, Mr. Johnson, and they signed these release. We have to have it signed, say it's okay to put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just put them in the library. And if somebody wanted that information later, instead of having to come out here and talk to you again if you didn't want to tell it again, or if after you're gone and somebody wanted to know, you know, how you felt about it, they could listen to the tape. But you read, you look over the book, okay? And that's a transcript of what you said. And any place where I've got a little bracket, I filled in or put in a word there where either I couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that doesn't fit there or it changes what you said, then you just put a thing on there.
Well, when you come back, when I look through it,
we'll talk about it. And if it gets to where, you know, you're comfortable with it and you think it'd be okay, we'll talk about that another time.
Well,
there's no hurry about that.
These things that I tell you about these other folks now.
There isn't anything. You won't. I don't think you'll find
anything. What I tell you is confidential. I've been told.
Yeah. When we were talking about those other things, you'll see where I put tape on, tape off, and I just took it out of the tape. Okay? And I'll give you the tapes back, too. You can have those and hear them. I wouldn't do that to you, Mr. Armstrong. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want them. You can take them when you get up to New York.
No, I want them. I would like to. What you have to say is important. We all, I am, you are, we're all a part of history. Every person who lives, not just those fancy people who get their name in history books. There's been a lot of that done. But everybody that lived, your mama and your daddy and your grandparents and these people out here, they've had a way of life, and it's going to change, and they got a right to have their say in how they feel and what's going on. And it's part of history. It's part of what's making this country. And if it don't work out, maybe they can learn something from it. That's where we learn.
Yeah.
If we learn at all, we got to learn from them that went before us. And it's good to know.
Well, what's going to happen when this older set's gone and none of them ain't?
Well, I hope there just be some of them in there gradually come. Hope the cream of us floats to the top. How's that? I would like to think so. Can't get down on it all. You could get mighty depressed if you
That's
thought
what
the...
Paul Thomas say, Cora, what's going to happen when this year... Now, Tom's here, carrying them brother. Now, he could tell you about the old one. His grandmother was Oldham. Miss Mary Tears' mother was Oldham.
Oldham?
Oldham. Old man Tom Oldham's sister.
Oh, the one that owned the Union Mill.
Yeah.
See, these things, I can talk to you right now. If I go home and I don't turn this tape on right away, I'll remember to write them down. And I couldn't write it the way you say it. You have a special way of saying things.
Well, I have to say it as it comes to my mind.
We all express
ourselves. And you can wind it up and fix it to suit yourself.
Oh, I haven't. I've tried not to. I've tried to leave it just the way you said it. I don't think you'll find there's
more. Well, have you got any rest of them in that book?
What?
You've been abused?
No, I haven't, because I talked to you and I talked to...
Is all that I told you?
That's all you.
Good gosh, I'll never get it ready.
You just leaf through it at different times. You ought to feel free to take a pencil and write on it. That's no problem, or ink or anything. That's
your well, I come to a place I don't like. I'll write on there, not at home.
Okay, not at home. I didn't say. Just cross, and I'll see that it's taken off the tape. I can erase it.
Well, you know, I don't care. I told you just like the way I've been told and what...
Well, I wouldn't do anything that would embarrass you.
If I didn't think a lot of you, I wouldn't fool with it. Did you know that?
Well, thank you very much. And I certainly hope that I would never do anything that would make you think less of me. That's important to me. My friend.
You